This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I was at my uncle's funeral a month ago. He was 94, a good man. It was great seeing family I hadn't seen for a long time, and one I'd actually never met, my cousin's wife, Nancy, though we're in touch on Facebook and she loves Garden Bite. I knew I liked her right away. She brought my sister and I cuttings from a plant my grandma had. My grandma's been gone since 1998 and had that plant for years before. Oh, I should tell you what it is. It's called Episia cuprida, a tropical houseplant. My cousin Nancy has had hers for 37 years. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. As soon as you see this plant, you'll say, oh, I've seen that plant. It's in almost every houseplant section in every garden store. I don't know the name of this particular cultivar, but Nancy sent me a picture of her recent cutting, and some of the leaves are as big as her hand, and the trumpet-like flowers are a stunning red. Episia is sometimes called the flame violet, trailing violet, or chocolate soldier plant, have a magnificent range of foliage and flower color. Leaves can be shiny green, bronze, and silver, and tubular flowers can be white, yellow, lavender, pink, or red. From what I've read, this plant likes humidity, so that means place it on a pebble tray if you live in the north where our winters dry the air in our homes. I'll have more information on how to grow this lovely plant and more pictures too on gardenbite.com. I love getting this gift from Grandma after all these years. When my cousin gave it to me, I didn't remember the name of the plant, so I looked it up on PlantNet. This is a pretty cool app. I'll link you to it from my website. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What lovely plant gift have you received? Share that on Garden Bite Facebook page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.